Welcome to the Distro One Podcast, episode 12. Give it chocolate.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is randomdistribution.com's flagship podcast. We're shrunk down to a bite-sized morsel. I am your co-host, Seth, the Franz Franzoli. And with me, as always,
Justin.
And coming up in this single-topic micro-show, Justin, what do we have on deck?
Baby metal. It's our metal J-pop munge-up. It's it's an almost indescribable experience of heavy metal and Japanese pop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like a three-girl kind of teenage, you know, one is 16, the other two are around 14 years old. They've been around since, I believe, you know, 2010, if our research is correct. And, yeah, Justin, how did you find these people? Like, what is a...
Well, I watch a lot of anime intros.
Yeah.
And while kind of scouring through anime intros, while scouring through the anime intros, I ran across this song called Gimme Chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is... The first, like, 15 seconds is this incredibly, disgustingly heavy riff, sort of, like, metal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it, like, busts into this weird, like, gothic pop thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when we were researching for this show, like, we... Watching this stuff on the official Baby Metal YouTube channel, I think it's in the realm of songs like... Motorhead's Ace of Spades, or like the English Beats' Mirror in the Bathroom. Like, Give Me Chocolate by Baby Metal just completely sums up what this group is about. So we'll actually probably embed the player in our show notes just for you guys to check it out, because it is ridiculous. But then about halfway through, you know, you'd think this is ridiculously awesome.
And yeah. And the worst part is, like, you're the whole time you're thinking, why the fuck can't I hate this?
Yeah. Yeah, even like hardcore metal or punk fans, like, oh, this is ridiculous. You got these three teenage girls doing like this cutesy choreography and like this pop music, but their backing band is this incredibly tight metal group. Like, it's insane.
So where the fuck did this band come from?
Yeah, what is the origin of Baby Metal? So what, in your research, Justin, what did you discover here?
So... In the research that we did, we went through a bunch of interviews and watched some interviews on TV. And the one that seemed to be most informative was there's a YouTube channel out there called Hot Wave. It may actually be a Japanese show. I'm not certain of that, but they had an interview with the actual girls from the group on it. And as they're going through and discussing where they came from, a lot of them actually started in a girls group called Sakura Gakuin. Which is the Cherry Blossom School, and they belonged to a bunch of clubs in school. Yeah. And in Japanese culture, there's a lot of, like, after-school clubs, or, like, even sometimes during the day clubs, where they have things like baton twirling or cooking club, or the one ridiculous one is called Go Home Club, and they, like, just, like, dress in pajamas and, like, hang out and do choreography and sing songs, and it's totally, like, something that we just don't get. But they had also tennis club and science club. But one of them was Metal Club.
Yeah, the Heavy Metal Club.
And they kind of came from the Metal Club. And as the oldest member of the group got too old to be a member of that particular club, Baby Metal was formed.
Yeah. So it's a three-member group, all kind of taking kind of like the it's a three-member Japanese pop group. They all kind of do like a, since it's Baby Metal, they all kind of take like a Ramones style, like, stage name approach to things. So the front girl, or the oldest girl singer, is Sue Metal, S-U Metal. Then they have two of the younger, the 14-year-olds. One is known as Yui Metal, Y-O-U, and Moa Metal, M-O-A Metal. So they kind of consist of this three girl kind of Japanese pop group that.
Yeah, and what's crazy is like, so the Sue Metal, sort of the front girl.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, she sings, she does some choreography, but the other two are like constantly running around. I mean, and there'll be scenes where like, it's like a Japanese anime cutscene where they're fucking sprinting across the stage.
Yeah.
And like the cameras are like kind of like panning across them. So it looks like they're like zipping past each other.
Yeah.
And like, they're literally running their asses off. They're running so hard, and they call them, we had them listed as sprinter, backup vocalist, dancer, and they actually call themselves on one of the interviews screamer dancers, yeah. Which I thought was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like the backup singers. But yeah, they're running. I mean, they're booking ass. Like, we recommend, if you want to see a great example of this, if you watch, they're going to be going on a world tour here this summer, I believe, starting in June or July. And they have this great setup at this great stage, and they're just running around the stage as Sue Metal, the front girl, is singing and doing some choreography, but they're sprinting. I mean, they are running their asses off, and it does, as you said, Justin, look like an opening of an anime, where, of course, you're going to see a lot of action, quick-cut action shots of the characters doing their thing.
And one of the things to listen for, though, is, like we mentioned earlier, the band is absolutely fucking spot on tight.
Yeah.
I mean, the music is tight. It's got a solid sound. And then the riffs are just heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Like, if you take out, especially like any hard rock or metal fans, if you take out the Japanese kind of pop element of this, it's a pretty solid metal band. Just saying. Like, it is a great, just give it a listen. We can't recommend this enough.
Yeah, so absolutely, like, check it out. It's like metal, boom, cutesy, metal, boom, cutesy, back and forth. It's fantastic. Give it a whirl. We're gonna have some links in the show.
Yeah.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Audioboo, as well as all of that social media.
Yeah.
And you can also hit us up on Distro1 at randomdistribution.com. Our Google Voice phone number is 412-204-7180, so leave us some feedback.
Yeah.
And what do we got coming up next, Franz?
Well, on our next full-length show, there's a lot of the trailers coming out. I know, because, you know, it even started, a few weeks ago with Captain America's Winter Soldier. And, you know, we have Guardians of the Galaxy coming out this summer. So we're going to be dedicating a full-length show to kind of Marvel's mastery of the silver screen, but with some of the advents of, you know, say, Arrow being renewed for a third season, and The Flash and Constantine coming out, and how DC Comics are kind of getting their foothold into the small screen. So look for our kind of comic books are coming to the silver and small screen edition, and that'll be the next show.
Check out Baby Metal.
Baby Metal. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Take care.